me about your background and how you got involved in audio branding.
My name is Susan Aminoff, and I'm the managing director of Elias Arts. I've been with Elias now for about, a little over 6 years. Wow, that time is flying fast. What do I do? Okay, that's a hard one to answer. But as the managing director, my job is to make sure that everything we do provides clients with real return on investment and real value to the business solutions we bring to their table. Elias is credited with pioneering the discipline of audio identity about some 32 years ago, and it's my job to make sure that we continue to push the envelope and create new innovations for not only Elias, but for all of the audio branding agencies and players out there so that we continue to capture those opportunities for clients. Prior to joining Elias, I was in many facets of marketing, always at the forefront of innovations in the space. And I've also been a client-side business builder. I've launched several businesses and several business units within other companies. I come out of branding and strategy and marketing in all facets for brands of all kinds. So that sort of breadth of experience enables me to look at lots of different business opportunities and find ways to optimize them.
What are your thoughts on audio branding in general?
Oh my gosh, I think the industry is just about to take off. It's so exciting to see the trends that I've seen over the last 6 years and to now really see the press rallying around the opportunities, the Congress itself growing in size every year. I think the industry is just beginning to get its sea legs, and I think the future for it is really bright.
How do you feel about the Audio Branding Congress, and what do you think people will take away from it?
I'm very excited about the Congress in Oxford this year. I think it's a wonderful location for it. I'm excited to be presenting a case study of Elias there. And what I hope people will take away for it is a real appreciation for the credibility of the industry, the proof points that are there within our discipline, and really a template for how to go to market with this discipline in a way that is recognized and standardized across all clients.
What are your predictions for the future of audio branding?
I think it's, as I said earlier, very bright and very exciting. I think the category is going to continue to grow. I definitely think that those who are really doing foundational strategic work are going to start separating themselves from those who are just production facilities saying they do audio identity. I think the task for players in the space is going to be to really prove their value to clients. And I think that clients are going to be looking for that in partners that they choose to work with.
What are you looking forward to talking about and sharing with us at the Congress?
Actually, I'm really excited to be presenting with so many other wonderful case studies. We have a really special opportunity with Dell, who we're presenting on today or at the conference. And I just think it's going to be so exciting to see the energy, see the different formations that different case studies are taking, and to really see how the industry is growing up in a really formalized and standardized way. It's very exciting.
Can you tell us a little bit about your case and what makes it special?
Yes. The case is Dell, really shifting the brand from one image to another. What makes it special is just how comprehensive and deep the tentacles for it were across all aspects of the brand. Product sounds, experiential sounds, training. It's now a mandatory part of the certification process for Dell. You cannot be a brand steward if you aren't certified in audio branding. And most excitingly for us were the deep resources that were put against research, testing, and proving the value of the audio identity contributions, which were very, very high. And I'm excited to share them with everybody at the Congress this year. But I think really what makes an audio branding engagement successful is the ability to really have the foundational strategy, demonstrable value and proof points in place, and then really to just make sure you've got tools that help a brand implement and execute against it. So many times that the music and the sound is fantastic and the intention is there by one or two brand champions, but the rest of the organization just has no idea or appreciation or understanding of how to use it and leverage it for their brand advantage. So that's something I think is really critical, because regardless of how wonderful the strategy is or how beautiful the music is and how appropriate it might be for the brand, if it doesn't get out there and start working for the brand, obviously it's a lost opportunity.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our sponsor, The Sound Agency.